Penguin Random House Audio presents Why is for Yesterday by Sue Grafton. Read for you by Judy Kay. This book is dedicated to those in our small clan who will carry forward into the future. Addison and Taylor, Kinsey and Houston, Aaron and Daniel, and Jacob. May you live with honesty, integrity, and compassion, offering the occasional heartfelt hurrahs to your ancient Nana, who loves you beyond belief. Chapter 1. The Theft. January 1979. Iris stood at the counter in the school office, detention slip in hand, anticipating a hand smack from Mr. Lucas, the vice principal. She'd already seen him twice since her enrollment at Climping Academy the previous fall. The first time, she'd been turned in for cutting PE. The second time, she'd been reported for smoking outside study hall. She'd been advised there was a smoking area set aside specifically for students, which she argued was on the far side of campus and impossible to get to between classes. That fell on deaf ears. This was now early January, and she'd been reported for violating the school's dress code. She was willing to admit that detention slips were a poor means of establishing her place in a new school. The younger students wore uniforms, but in the upper grades, clothing was at the discretion of the individual student as long as the overall look was considered within bounds. The way Iris read it, no skirts or dresses with hemlines above the knee, no tank tops.